Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. This is an interesting email. I want to read this to you, okay? Timothy writes, Doctor, I've been an office manager for 3 decades, and this decade appears to be the worst in terms of work ethic. Is it me, or do people not want to work? I've never seen so many call-ins, call-outs, and he just kind of goes on, and I think you get the point with what he's asking. This is interesting because we had a report that came out saying most Americans with disabilities are striving to work. And on one end, we're seeing, okay, well, people with disabilities may not be getting the protection they need under the America with Disabilities Act, right? And, you know, it's getting harder and harder for people to work with disabilities. But then on the other end, and I'm even seeing this as an employer, it's really hard to get people to work a full shift or a full work week. You know, we have one employee that probably has worked their full, like if we look at their pair periods, there's probably maybe 5 or 6 within a year that, you know, we had one employee that was able to work and show up to every day of their shift. Now, I don't know what's going on. Is it that we are just becoming more disabled, or are we having issues? All right. Now, the one thing that I think is going on is we have better things to do, more fun things to do. And if you look at what's available on the internet, you know, what's available on your phone, there are so many more fascinating things to do and listen to and watch than being at work. I mean, in the olden days, I mean, work was part of your lifestyle. I mean, that's where you had your community. You would be home, you'd be with your family, then you would get up and you would, you know, go into the community. And that's where you would work, you would get your food, you would, you know, communicate, and you were really excited about the money you would make. You would bring that home back to your family time. It was a simpler time, but a much more rewarding time. Now, we have people that are on their computers before they have to go to work. And if it wasn't for them having to work, they would still be on their computers. You know, I could listen to my favorite song at the touch of my finger for free. I could Google it on YouTube and play my favorite song if I wanted to, in the middle of the day. Whereas in the olden days, you would have to either buy the record, you know, or hope that it would play on the radio. And so with what's been going on, you know, there's work seems to be a detriment, an obstacle to your getting through your day. If you didn't have to work, you could be on the internet. You could be talking to your friends. You could be listening to your music. Now, we all could have been talking to our friends and listening to music, but it wasn't that simple. It wasn't that accessible. So, you know, when the recession hit, we didn't fire anybody because we had enough staff, and we luckily still had the patients where we could hopefully hold on to our staff. We didn't hire more. But what we did start to get in the mail was all these old employees that had left for one reason or another on unemployment you still get, when you're an employer, the information of people on unemployment. And you're like, they're back on unemployment again? They're on unemployment again? And you see old staff and the unemployment that they're getting. Because, again, you go and work for somebody else, you leave, you're on unemployment, etc. So I don't know what it is. There could be a variety of issues. A, it may be easier to get unemployment. You know, B, it just may be that work just, you know, stinks. People do not like their job. They're only doing the job to pay, you know, their rent or feed their family. And they're not doing it because they really, really like it. All right? I mean, I'm even seeing professionals that went through years of schooling that dedicated their lives to their profession, hate their profession, and want to leave. Okay? I mean, why is that? When did we get to hating what we did? And I understand old factory work and, you know, and heavy lifting and putting yourselves at risk with dyes and, you know, archaic machinery. I can understand that. But you have people who have computers at their fingertips, comfy chairs, you know, beautiful processing machines all over the place. It doesn't matter. They still hate the job. I don't know what to tell you. But I know we have an issue. One of the articles we're going to talk about is how they say that half of Americans, if they had an emergency where they had to come out of pocket for $400, they couldn't do it. They don't have the money. All right? We also have an article coming out that most of us don't make enough money for our apartment. And we look at apartment prices across the United States and how most two-bedroom apartments are completely out of reach for the average for the average worker. Well, this is pretty sobering. Okay, so we have a generation, or we have now a workforce where a lot of people don't like the job. They call in, they call out. Maybe they do have a disability. Maybe they do have back pain. Maybe they do have anxiety, etc. In the olden days, you would work through it. And now, luckily, there's laws out there to allow accommodations at work, so you don't have to be in pain. You know, but what's concerning me is when we do have a bad day, like I'll have a migraine, you know, I'll just, you know, feel tired or whatever. I go to work because I have to. When you get rid of the idea that you have to and you're doing it because of a choice, people will choose not to work. We're going to talk more about, you know, why people can't afford their apartments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Leslie wants to know what medical conditions could qualify for disability. She has low back pain and doesn't think she could hold her job anymore. So before we talk about that, I want to quickly talk about this one article that came out, which was kind of frightening. And then we'll talk about Social Security disability, okay? So apparently they say the hourly wage a renter needs to afford a two-bedroom apartment across the United States was mapped out for us. And we found that many of these apartments were, quote-unquote, out of reach. And the study was called Out of Reach. The National Low Income Housing Coalition released its Out of Reach study in May and found that the states with the largest gap between average wage needed for a two-bedroom and the typical wage wage earned by renters included Hawaii, Maryland, and Vermont. So, for example, the average wage needed to afford the average two-bedroom in Hawaii is $31.61 an hour. If you wanted to afford a two-bedroom apartment in Hawaii, you would have to make $31.61 an hour. That blows my mind. But the average wage earned in Hawaii comes about $14.49. The data, according to Oregon Governor Kate Brown, says the data in out of reach is sobering. There simply isn't enough reasonably priced, decently maintained housing to meet the demand, and rapidly rising rents outpace wages. As a result, one out of four households spends more than half their income on housing costs. They say the problem is a national one. The average American currently needs to earn $19.35 an hour to afford rent on a two-bedroom unit, while the average hourly wage earned by American renters is $15.16. Federal minimum wage is just $7.25. Okay, so we look at a study like that. Okay, and you go, okay, well, of course the minimum wage needs to go up, all right? I mean, if trying to afford a two-bedroom, you know, requires that much. I was looking for an apartment for my mom. We're looking at one-bedrooms that are $925 a month, all right? She's getting way less than that from Social Security. So, what are people supposed to do? But then on the flip side, if people need to make $31 an hour, okay, to pay for their apartment, $31, you know, then how are employers going to staff? You know, I mean, you could tell employers to make less money, but they already are. I guess in Nevada, we have now a big tax increase on sales tax, so products as well as payroll taxes. You know, mind you, I love the schools and I want our schools to get funding, but payroll taxes are already high enough. So what happens when you up payroll taxes? People cut back on employment. So it's not going to look good. They say in other states where it's the toughest to make the rent, Vermont has a discrepancy of $8.90 between average wage needed for two-bedroom and renters. New Jersey, the gap is about $8.24 more an hour. These people need to make Connecticut $8.12. And renters are now on the rise. A lot of people realize that buying a home was not the most advantageous. Isn't that crazy? You know, in the 70s and 80s, we're like, you got to own your home. You have to own your home. Well, nowadays, no. Because if you're not going to live where you're living because you've got to find another job and your home is going to be worth less than you bought it, don't buy the home. This is what we're being taught. We're being taught to buy the home when it's at the lowest in the market. Well, you think it's low and then all of a sudden the market drops even more. And trust me, the market is going to drop considerably more. I don't know when, but it's going to be probably when the biggest amount of baby boomers are moving out of the houses that they can't live in on their own, and we don't have enough of us in the younger generations to buy those houses. And so we're going to have a huge glut of houses on the market, and homes are going to just drop. Now, for those of you new home buyers in the next 10, 20 years, you guys may get a real kick-butt deal. But for those of us that bought homes, we're just going to see our homes go down and go down and go down. So now you have people going, wait a second, heck with this. I can't buy a home. Why would I buy a home? With interest rates and all that, I'll just rent. Okay? We're just going to live by the day type of thing. And but then the apartment complexes are like, well, then we're going to, you know, bring in the bucks. And so that's what I believe is happening. They say from Boston to Miami, New York to L.A., more than half of tenants are paying what experts consider unaffordable rents, according to New York University's Furman Center. They say various housing experts have noticed such trends. The study zooms in on 11 of the most populous cities. All right, so let me see here. Okay, so I think we already got the point with that. Vacancy rate is declining. And, okay, all right, now, what about the idea of somebody needing $400 right away for an emergency and half of Americans would have to borrow that kind of money? They say nearly half of American households would not be able to afford a $400 emergency, according to an annual report by the Federal Reserve. That was always the case with my family growing up. You know, we would just barely have everything together. Maybe we'd have an extra $40-$50 in our budget, and then all of a sudden the car would die, and we needed money. It was bad, and it was just a constant struggle. And $400 is cheap to fix a car. Now it's way more. They say 47% of respondents say they would not cover an emergency expense costing $400 or would have to cover it by selling something or borrowing money. The survey of more than 5,800 people found that 65% of Americans felt better about their income and reported that they were living comfortably and doing okay. But if there was an issue, many said there would be a concern. They say here was the question. Based on your current financial situation, what is the largest emergency expense that you could pay right now using cash or money in your checking or savings account? 38.9% said they can handle something under $100. 15.7% said they can handle $100 to $199. 13% could handle $200 to $299. 8.7% said they can handle $300 to $399. But over $400, 21% said they can maybe handle it. So the majority of people couldn't. Now that's pretty sad. Right? Now what would most people do? They'd probably put on their credit card, they wrote. They'd put that on their credit card. The majority would say they'd try to use a checking or savings account, but the other majority said they would probably put on their credit card. 14.3% said, I just couldn't handle it. I just could not afford it right now. Well, we have a problem. So now we go into disability. Okay? So we have people not wanting to, you know, stick with their job, that are healthy. Okay? And then we have people who are sick and in pain and are having trouble working because of pain. And what could they turn to? So, you know, Social Security disability. Now, I am not an expert in that, but I believe it was Leslie who wanted to know what sort of medical conditions. I guess the Social Security Administration has, like, a manual. I don't know if it's called the Blue Book. I'm not really sure about that. But there's, I guess, physical and mental impairments that would qualify you for disability. They could be musculoskeletal, like back injuries, cardiovascular issues like heart failure, coronary artery disease, senses, speech issues like vision and hearing loss, respiratory issues, neurological disorders. According to DisabilitySecrets.com, there's mental disorders, immune system disorders like HIV, lupus, various syndromes like Sjögren's, Marfan syndrome, skin disorders like dermatitis, digestive tract problems like liver disease or irritable bowel disease, kidney disease, and genital urinary problems and cancer. So, if what I understand about Social Security disability is you need to provide proof that you cannot work at all to get Social Security disability. You can't answer phones. You can't do, you know, a variety of simple tasks. And there's a huge list of disorders, a huge list, okay, between degenerative disc disease and ruptured disc and mental illness and autism and Parkinson's and sleep apnea and carpal tunnel and fibromyalgia, etc. So these are a lot of conditions, okay? You know, I mean, I have eczema, I get some low back pain at times, I get painful periods, I have irritable bowel, I have a lot of these. The Social Security Department, and if you go to the SSA.gov, they give listings of all the impairments. But just because you have an impairment, you have to have certain conditions that are met. And so, there has to be medical evidence. You have to be, not only have the impairment, but be severely impaired. You have to have licensed physicians that are your medical source, or a licensed or certified psychologist, or a licensed optometrist for the visual, a licensed podiatrist, maybe a speech pathologist, and, you know, there has to be medical reports, etc. And then sometimes they'll even do an examination. So, I don't want to say it's easy to get, but there's a path for you. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DA, guys, fix your radios, please. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. This is sad. A teen has died after doctors allegedly dismissed stomach cancer symptoms as a desire to be thin. You guys heard about this story earlier in the week. A British teen had stomach cancer, but unfortunately, doctors thought she was trying to be skinny. and I guess dismissed her tiredness and fatigue, and the cancer spread to her eye and ovaries, according to the Telegraph. Georgia Marison, 18 years old, was preparing to study English literature at the University of Sheffield. She had tiredness, fatigue. Mom said doctors downplayed the symptoms to severe anemia and an overwhelmingly desire to be thin. The mom said, I felt abandoned by doctors and had nowhere to run. The doctor told her, Georgia, you're looking very pale. I know that 18-year-old girls are like for wanting to look like stick insects. The mom was really taken aback because he hadn't even spoken to her. I was quite shocked because he prejudged her. He diagnosed her with dietary anemia. The girl was anemic because she was losing blood through her GI system. But he thought she was just under eating, maybe being anorexic. And unfortunately didn't go through the next test, cycle of tests. May 2014, Joanne took Georgia to the hospital when her eye became swollen. Tests found she was suffering from anemia. She was prescribed iron tablets, but Georgia continued to vomit. In September, she was admitted to Royal Hallamshire Hospital in South Yorkshire, which is a part of Northern England. This is being reported by Fox News. Doctors diagnosed her with cancer in the eye, ovaries, and meningitis. We went to doctors in June, and we kept getting nowhere with the GPs after that. She was wasting away before my eyes. I took her to the A&E, which is the emergency room, in September, and I wasn't leaving until somebody helped me. The formal diagnosis came September 21, but unfortunately, Georgia died in November. This is heartbreaking. And I don't want to say something like this happened because it happened in a socialized medicine setting. But in America, while we still have some autonomy in terms of ordering, you know, tests, and we have some control, if a little girl came to me who had anemia, okay, right then and there, we try to figure out why she's anemic. And if she says she's eating or trying to eat, but she's nauseous or having stomach issues or she can't hold food down, I would immediately get a GI doctor involved. And in America, GI doctors here in town would probably do either a upper endoscopy, which would be a scope looking right down and then would hopefully see the cancer, or they would do like an upper GI where you drink a drink and then you could possibly see indirectly with the dye that there could be something there. Now, again, I don't want to say she would be alive today if she was in America, but what concerns me is when we have to cut back on tests and we have to, you know, be financially conscious, okay, and financially aware, the big problem we have is things get missed, okay? How many 18-year-olds try to lose weight? How many 18-year-olds basically starve themselves so that they don't have to, you know, gain weight or they can fit into a bathing suit? A lot of kids do that, more so than somebody having stomach cancer, crying out loud. Yet, the way we practice medicine, all right, you know, in my office and with a lot of doctors in my, you know, side of the country, all right, if something does not seem right or it doesn't seem to go away, we go and we jump on it and we get it fixed. If somebody's anemic, find out where the loss of the blood is. If you're losing blood from the GI tract or from your periods, etc., you're going to be anemic. An iron deficiency anemic, which could mimic a nutritional anemia. But if the girl is saying she's eating, or even if the girl is not eating, don't you want to check out that anemia? All right? And then if somebody's vomiting, don't you want to check for an ulcer or some other issue that could be going in the GI system? And so that girl I know in my neck of the woods would have seen GI pretty damn close to immediately. And it's frustrating. And I'm even more frustrated by the fact that in America, that may not be the option either. Okay? You know, you have somebody that is just not, you know, gaining weight. You know, anybody to me, well, I had a patient this week. You know, doc, it looks like I'm losing weight. I go, all right, now you've had a GI doctor that's already looked in your GI tract. Yes, yep, my colonoscopies, everything's up to date. I go, all right, I want to look a little bit more at your appetite. I want to look more at what you're eating. I want to look more at your calories, and we'll do some blood work on you. And we're not going to have that liberty later, which really scares the hell out of me. And I know a lot of moms out there, you know, are thinking to themselves, you know, holy crap, you know, what about my kid? And I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. It just, you have to be aggressive. Now, it sounded like the mom was aggressive. It sounded like the mother kept taking the daughter to the doctor, and the mom kept begging somebody to do something. That's tough. What you need to do, okay, is before this, the tragedy even happens, your job is to find a doctor and start having a relationship with this doctor now. Okay, I think the people that do better in medicine are the ones that have the internist or the family doc or the nurse practitioner or PA that knows them. And you go, look, you know, you know her, you know, you've seen her grow up. Something's not right. I don't think she's starving herself. Okay, what could also cause anemia? It's probably she's just a teenager. Okay, well, then let me reword the question this way. How do you know that this isn't cancer? Okay? I heard of other cases where people were anemic and there were childhood cancers or leukemia, lymphoma, or whatever. How do I know we're not looking at a cancer? Okay? Because I'm watching what she eats. I'm seeing the calories. Okay? I think there's something more to this. You need to tell me or prove to me that this isn't cancer. Oh, no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. You're crazy. It's just a teenage thing. Well, then, you know what? Then you find a new doctor. But when you word it to that type of, if you word it like that, you know, and or another thing you could tell the doctor, the medical provider is, look, okay, I understand that some of these tests are costly, but I don't care. Okay, I want to know what is wrong with my child. Don't be scared of the insurance company. I am giving you permission to run the test that you think needs to be run. Please run it. And I told you that we had a lady that came in, told you guys about the story many times. One of her friends read her palm, told her she had either an ovarian cancer or a colon cancer. And no doctor wanted to run the test. And she goes, look, doctor, I know you don't know me. I know you probably think I'm a whack job like the other doctors do, but please, I think I have a tumor somewhere. I have no symptoms, but my friend read my palm. I want to run the test. I don't care about cost. Fine. If you want me to run a CAT scan, fine. If you want me to run an ultrasound, I'm fine with that. And she was right. She had an ovarian tumor. So, it just blows your mind. But maybe that's how you have to. Now, I don't know what it's like in England. I don't know if you're allowed to ask for a CAT scan or you're allowed to ask for a GI doctor. I don't know if they prohibit you from doing that. I don't know. All right. But out here, that's something you could do. You know, say, look, I need to know that this isn't cancer. Okay? She has anemia and she's losing weight. Who could tell me she doesn't have cancer within her body? Or what can tell me that? Because that's what I need to rule out and see if they change their approach. I understand it's expensive and it's not what our new healthcare system welcomes, but, you know.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
All right, guys, we are back. I know we're going to get better music. I am so sorry. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We know you guys have a lot of choices out there, and we really, really do appreciate it that you pick our show. You can definitely download our show on your iPhone app. We also have the GCN Live app, and many of you have asked about the Android app. We are still working on that, so as soon as that gets back up and running, I will tell you guys. But in the meantime, you can still listen to us on the Internet. There's a variety of ways you could listen. Just make sure you do it, okay? Also, you can go to my website. My website has an on-demand that allows you to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show as well. All right, so sleeping naked, all right? A lot of us sleep naked, and it's, to me, I don't do well sleeping naked because I got cats, and I'm a little embarrassed, you know, because I, you know, the cats are there. And I personally like privacy, but you know, it's supposed to be healthier for you. And you know, I don't know if it's anything that we doctors are going to recommend, you know, routinely. But this is the second or third study we have found where sleeping naked is helpful. A third of adults sleep naked, according to the U.S. National Sleep Foundation study. And according to a GP, a general practitioner, Dr. Sarah Brewer, says it keeps the body cool for better quality of sleep. It also airs out your genitals, preventing yeast and fungal infections. Plus, when you sleep naked, you are more in the mood for lovey-dovey. So, when you look at all that, you're like, why the hell not? Remember we talked about how pajamas could have bacteria and could increase infections? So, you know, people maybe, you know, change their pajamas once a month, which is very frightening because you could have a lot of sweat and dirt on them. So I guess sleeping naked kind of gets rid of that concern. But keeping cool, you lose weight. Wasn't there a study that came out saying if the temperature is about 63 degrees, you seem to, you know, lose more weight? So if you sleep when it's a little cold, yeah, I do not do well when it's hot. I do well when it's a little cold. So I could definitely vouch for that. You get better sleep, maybe you lose some weight, so that's all good. They say going to bed without pajamas keeps men's normal testosterone levels too. When it's too hot, testosterone production could be reduced. So now you're naked. Now you want to, you know, bare skin. The touch of bare skin seems to be more sexually arousing than my flannel polyester muumuu. Almost a third of men chose to sleep naked compared to a fifth of women. The majority of people who said they slept in their birthday suits were over 50. A third of 55 to 64-year-olds report that they do not wear pajamas. I like to wear, to be honest, my favorite sort of pajamas is I like to wear my husband's boxer briefs and his undershirt or one of my softer nightshirts. That's what I like to wear. So it's really not very sexually enticing rolling over and seeing your wife's big butt in your boxer briefs. Maybe that's why I get better sleep, because now waking up in the middle of the night for hibbity-dibbity. But nevertheless, it's an idea. Please keep in mind that if you are dealing with a yeast infection or some other excrement that's coming out of some of your genitalia, I would strongly suggest that you still wash the sheets, please. Just because you're not wearing pajamas doesn't mean you don't have to wash the sheets. All right. Next, not brushing your teeth can trigger dementia and heart disease. There's a two-part BBC series that shows the implications of not brushing your teeth. Now, we know that it could cause inflammation, and chronic inflammation could put you at risk for heart disease. But it's really interesting how they looked at toothbrushes, with whether they're manual versus electronic, whitening treatments. So we'll just quickly review what they found. Okay, there's a bunch of research on gum disease. We know gum disease could cause inflammation. Those inflammatory cells could cause inflammation along the heart, and then you could have heart disease, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's, stroke. They even think that bad gum disease could put you at risk for cancer. Professor Chappell reassured that this inflammation is completely reversible if you induce it for only a couple of weeks. But if you have gum disease for significantly longer, you will be doing yourself chronic irreversible damage. So you got to make sure your gum disease is treated. You got to make sure you're brushing the gums. You got to make sure you're flossing. I also recommend to use a Waterpik. Waterpiks can even do better than the average toothbrush in terms of cleaning, so Waterpik your teeth. Okay, don't let your kids brush their teeth by themselves. Okay, you need to make sure to teach them. They need to probably spend at least 2 minutes brushing their teeth. Okay, they said a regular brush is just as good as an electric. A lot of us use electric brushes because they can rotate and maybe get our gums pretty good, and massaging our gums, etc. But they say even the regular toothbrushes is fine. You know, it's the quality of the brushing that really counts. So if you're sitting there and you're intimidated by the electric toothbrush, you're like, well, you know what, it's making noise, I'm afraid it's going to make me bleed, you know, I'm a little nervous, I'm worried about the power bill, I'm worried about getting electrocuted, to hell with it, just do a regular toothbrush, for crying out loud, just brush your damn teeth, okay? And that's what they're saying on that. They say some of these safe whitening kits may not work, okay? Apparently, we buy these whitening kits, and I still am a little bit wary on the chemicals that are in them in terms of, you know, what we're exposing ourselves to bleach our teeth. And trust me, I could use some good teeth bleaching. But I still am a little cautious because of, you know, the chemicals. I like to put as little chemicals into my body as I can. Well, they say that we collectively spend millions of dollars on over-the-counter whitening kits, and a survey last year by Mintel found that more than 1 in 10 people who used a whitening product the previous month, but they just didn't seem to work. They said they took 4 different tooth whitening kits and got 12 volunteers to test them. 3 people tried each kit. Beforehand, they measured their teeth whiteness with a photometer. And after they used the kits, the results were consistent with very little visible difference. All right. Apparently, in Europe, they have a maximum safe level for the bleaching agent. I don't know the level in Europe or America, but we'll buy Crest Super White toothpaste or whatever. It doesn't always do the trick, you know. I mean, again, because as you wear down your enamel, your teeth start to look yellow. Plus the staining, and that doesn't work. So as you age, your teeth get yellow. Yeah, there's certain professional whitening procedures that then you may opt for, but make sure you really kind of do your research before you do them, okay? Tomorrow I am going to be on the Moore Show on Fox 5 talking about recommendations. Like, for example, many of you are still confused about the cervical cancer recommendations. Do you need a PAP or do you not? We're going to review these, obviously, later in the month. But, they're asking me, do I agree with a lot of these new recommendations? Like, for example, waiting for your first PAP smear until you're 21. Then you could do it every 3 years. If you're age 30, you could get the HPV test. And after you're 65, you don't need PAP smears at all. True. The task force recommendations are correct, but if your daughter is 14 and having sex, I would say drag her into the doctor a hell of a lot earlier than age 21. If you're concerned about STDs, if you're having pelvic pain, abnormal periods, if you're 65 and older and you're having abdominal bloating, losing weight, and you still got your ovaries, maybe you may not require the PAP smear per se, but I still think you need a good gynecological exam. Ovarian cancer. There's no recommendations for blood tests or ultrasounds. That's true, but unfortunately, because things can be found late, I recommend any pelvic pain, abnormal period, getting checked, bloating, etc. Prostate cancer, right? PSA tests are controversial, so we're supposed to tell you about the pros and cons before you get that done. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia coming up.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you owe 10
$10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.